I was going to read one today. I've gotten this from the pastor devotional book that was given to me. And this is, reading this sounds like something I'd do. So maybe some of you guys can relate to this. A few evenings ago, I was trying to light the charcoal on my grill. The electric hot iron I normally use was not working. So I had to revert to the old fail-safe method of using newspaper. I wadded up several sheets of newspaper, placed them on the bottom of the grill, and arranged the lump of charcoal on top of it. I used a candle lighter to light the paper, and it was soon burning. Once the paper had spun itself into energy I needed, I determined at this rate it was going to take too long to get supper ready. Then I had a magnificent idea. Without hesitation, I went into the bathroom, retrieved my wife's hairdryer, without asking, and proceeded with my enlightened plan. I plugged the dryer into the outside outlet, opened the bottom of the grill, and turned on the dryer. To my delight, it worked even better than I imagined. I could have used it as a forge to shape iron in no time. Wanting to make sure the fire was hot enough, I kept the dryer on for a while longer. Satisfied with the results of my great idea, I proceeded to replace said dryer in its normal place under the bathroom sink. Early the next morning, while my wife and I were getting ready for church, it became quite apparent that my idea must have been flawed. I heard these words being loudly proclaimed from the back bathroom. My hair is going to smell like smoke. This new enlightenment prompted me to ponder the need to evaluate a situation a little more deeply before acting on a perceived great idea. Too often we think we receive wonderful spiritual enlightenment without checking with the book of enlightenment, the Bible, to see if the idea is actually from God. It's like praying fervently to God to give us guidance to be the center of his will when the book that gives the guidance is sitting on the desk across the room. Many a good idea resulted in bad theological decisions. This is how cults are started. The idea sounds good, so the group goes with this newfound revelation. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 3, according to the grace God has given to me, I have laid a foundation as a skilled master builder, and another builds on it. But each one must be careful how he builds on it. One can lay a foundation other than the one that's been laid. That foundation is Christ Jesus. Don't be hasty in making bad decisions about the meaning of Scripture. It just might be like my decision to borrow my wife's hairdryer, thinking it was the best idea. Make sure what God's Word actually says before you start applying it to your life, so your life doesn't come out smelling like smoke. So before you mess up next time, make sure you ask Him before you borrow it. You can see this little tree up here. You all probably remember in 2013, I went into a contractor's office at the refinery, and I passed by a tree that looked kind of like this, and I thought, that's the sorriest looking Charlie Brown tree I've seen. And I went by a few days later, and I started seeing little things hanging from it, started looking better. So I asked them what was going on, and they said, well, this is a Thanksgiving tree, and different people are coming by, and they're putting down what they were thankful for on the tree, and started making it looking better. Well, this was last year, and these are all the different things you're thankful for. But that's last year, and that won't work for this year. I know it's been a tough year, and, you know, it's been one of the toughest years for me personally, and so I understand that. So we have them up here up front. And so we can try to think of how we want to do it. People want to just come up and fill one out, or just say it, if we want to pass them out. I know it's a little different with the COVID stuff, or if we just want to say it from our place. But I thought I'd start just with the acronym Thanksgiving. And of course, you all can be creative, or we'll add others to it. So just obviously, if that's the case, starting with T, we're thankful. And if you remember, just having a thankful heart, if you remember Luke 17, you remember there's how many lepers that were healed?
10.
There was 10. And how many came back and were thankful?
One.
We all have things to be thankful for, and that's why we want to make sure that we are. And I think of 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And how many of you are thankful that God on high is indwelling inside of each one of us? And what do I deserve to have God indwelling in me? So, it also tells you Psalms 92 and verse 1 is good to give thanks to the Lord. And, you know, I'm thankful I've had turkey maybe 4 days in a row, but I'm ready for a fifth day. So, who else with the T? Anybody have anything to thankful for with T?
Talents.
Talents that God's given us. It's abilities He's given us. Okay?
Some stuff on the tree. Why don't you do that?
What'd you say?
Talent.
Okay.
Who else?
Just put it anywhere on the tree.
Time. Thankful for the time God's given us.
Right.
Okay.
What was the next one?
Time.
Time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Can you get one of those hangers without making a dumping them out?
Thankful for jobs. Yeah, very much. Thankful for having a job with what we're right now with what's going on. It's not always the case. Okay.
You want to put this one on? Go there with Susan.
Yep.
And there's coffee made, and he does.
Good job.
Coffee's made. Yep, you're exactly right.
Coffee.
Thankful for that. Thank for Tommy.
Coffee and donuts.
All right, who else with the T?
This one, blue.
Oh, got to get all of them done, get caught up.
What have I got? What are we at?
Okay, here.
Tommy.
Tommy. Here.
Tommy fixes everything.
Good job. Okay,
I'll
get
down. There.
Okay,
wait, we'll
get you an ornament.
Yeah,
just.
Good job.
Okay.
You want a blue one? Okay.
Whoops.
Okay. Sue didn't know she was coming to church to work today.
You want a pink one? Okay. What's next? What's next?
Are we caught up? All right.
Yeah, good.
Any others with teeth? Yes. Go ahead. Yes. The blessing that we haven't caught the virus.
You farted.
Yeah, I'm thinking of H. Then we think about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 8. Remember, it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then John 14, 1 and 3, you know, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are what?
Many mansions.
Many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go and prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be what? Also. I'm thankful for this heavenly home that God's preparing for. Who else with an H?
Home.
All right.
Here's home.
All right.
Go take that one. I'm not sure who's trying.
Who else with an H?
Health.
Okay.
We'll do our names last.
In Hebrews 4, you remember it says in verse 15 and 16, we have a high priest that understands our weaknesses, and we go to him to receive grace and mercy. I think Paul got a high priest that was perfect on this earth, but he understands the difficulties we face. Unlike a lot of leadership we have today. I think they're having a good time up here. What do you think?
Hey, Landon.
What else with H? Pardon? Hearing. Yes. I'm glad you pointed. There you go. Thank God for hearing.
Ready for another one?
Oh, healing.
Dakota.
Thank God for healing. Yes.
Here's one. Here.
Getting a little high for him.
I want the blue.
Okay. What else on H?
Okay.
That won't be the first one.
What's an H that you're thankful for?
Yeah, I need to be a little
All right, what else with H?
Heart.
A heart. Yep. Without a heart, we wouldn't be doing too well. I think of a lot of people. I think of Herb, you know, obviously he's many years. Henry was not able to come because of his knee and his hearing and stuff.
I think we got one in heaven.
I think of my son-in-laws, Mike Haney and obviously Gus Holland, so I'm thankful for them. Who else?
You do? Okay. What do you need?
Thanks for helpers. For helpers. Yep. Allows you all to stay there. I didn't get it.
No, I got a bunch more. Okay.
Anybody else with eight?
Okay.
All right, how about A? The 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says we're ambassadors for Christ, and as such, we're supposed to entreat people as if Christ was doing it.
Okay. You get the next one.
So in other words, you are a little Christ wherever you go. So ambassador, and James chapter 1 verse 5, it said, if anybody lacks wisdom, let him what?
Okay,
let him ask of God. All right. What about A? Anybody with A? Allie, okay. Allie, granddaughter. Okay.
Alexis.
Granddaughter.
Ann,
granddaughter.
Archer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Archer's on there.
Okay. Oh, did it? Okay, there you go. Get you a hanger. I'm sure I just gave you
yes.
A hanger. Did I poke you in the eye?
Okay, Avery Joy.
I'm so sorry.
You have Aaron back there. Able to assemble? Animals. Yes.
Okay, here, animals. Give this one to
me. Alrighty, who else were they?
Animals. There's plenty to go around, okay?
Anybody else with a name? Okay, how about N?
Okay.
Anybody with N? You think about it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 18, you remember God created the light to separate day from night. And,
hey! What are you doing?
I'm up here speaking. And at night, I've really learned to enjoy a lot more because most of my work is outside in daylight. So when this time of year comes around, I get a little more time to not have to work quite so much. So I'm thankful for the night. Okay, who else for him?
Nanas.
Nanas? Yep.
Not new bananas. Just like nanas.
New life. We got a bunch of new life.
New life, yeah.
Apples.
Okay.
Nature.
Anybody wants to do any study much on leadership, they'll look at the book of Nehemiah. I think of also my sister Nancy's been here a number of times. Been an inspiration. Who else?
Still on in?
Yes, correct.
Are you ready for K? What's a good K?
You ready for K? All right. Think on K, you know, think about it in Proverbs 18:22. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. How much are thankful for our kin? Could be kids or whatever. So think about it. You know, I have no greater joy than hearing that my children are walking in the Lord. 2 John 1. Okay, so who else with K? Obviously, with K that's not K that's...
K.
Who? Okay, you have Kay, you have Kelsey, Caleb, you have Kelly. Who else? What else with Kay? Knowledge. Yep. Think about with knowledge in Psalms 119, you know, how do you know how to walk? It's through the Word of God, knowing how to tell us what to do and what not to do.
Like that.
Okay?
This was mine.
I want to talk about.
How are you thankful that you have the God standing outside the door knocking? Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. I think it's, you know, it's amazing that we have the creator of the world is willing to stand outside instead of demanding things. What else with the K? Kindness. Yes. Obviously kindness, okay. Shows the Holy Spirit working in a person's life too when they're kind. Okay. What else with a K? All right, what about S?
Silence.
Silence? I didn't know a mom ever got that. I didn't know my son. Okay, what about John 3:16? What does it tell us? Okay, so we have the Savior and we have salvation. John 3:16. Singing. Okay.
Shonda.
Daddy.
All right. What else with that?
I need to wait.
I think we're going to run out of paper, man.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Thinking of sacrifice. How about your servicemen and women?
We had. Oh, okay.
I already got a green one.
Okay. You can do more than okay. One green one.
What else with that?
My
the sun. How many of you enjoy the sun?
I often get that one, so I get that. I'm being there for my dad.
You can spell it either way, can't we?
What?
What? Susan's? You bet.
Susan's.
Stars. According to Daniel 12 and verse 3, you and I have the, we can be a star to the dark world around us. Okay?
Sissy.
Who else?
Sissy and Daddy.
This is my dad.
Here. This is Sissy and Daddy.
Signs?
Signs?
The sun? Okay.
Get your hanger.
Got it. Who else do we have? Anybody else with that? All right, what about with G? In Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, you have, for by grace are you saved? I'm thankful for grace. You have also in Hebrews 4, you go to the Lord in prayer to receive what?
Grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy. It's not what we... You know, I'm thankful that we don't have to go when we deserve it, because most of us could never go to God in prayer.
I'm
thankful for grace. What else?
Giving,
gifts. Okay.
He's grandma and grandpa.
Grandma and grandpa. Anybody thankful for grandkids? Okay. What about Grady?
Grady.
Oh, there you go. Grady and Glenn. Okay.
Oh. Grady.
Yes. George. Okay.
Grass. Uh-huh.
All righty.
Get you a hanger.
What else would G? Anybody? What? The gospel? God? Yeah.
A
lot of, yeah, I think a lot of times we make it a lot harder than we need to. God, sounds good. Okay, what about I? Thinking in Colossians chapter 4, Paul asks that we pray for him and common to the Colossians that they pray that he can speak as he ought to speak. So how about intercessory prayer? We've asked people today to pray for different ones. What else with an I?
Prayer. Here's one.
School.
Which one are we?
That's with all them up here talking. I'm having a hard time. What did they say? Instruction. Yes. Yes. You have the indwelling Holy Spirit. First Corinthians 12. You have independence. In fact, you and I can come and go as we wish, for the most part. Income. That's very nice, too, to have an income. Yes. Having a job, having income.
That's my name.
What else with an I?
There you go.
Galatians 5 and verse 1, he set us free. Independence means set free from the penalty of sin.
We're on I.
Okay. What else? Anybody?
I.
What about V? Think of V, you know, 1 Corinthians 15, 55, you remember, we have victory over death because of the resurrection of Christ. I'm thankful for it. Proverbs 29, 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. I'm glad I can see. Having vision. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 4, you have victory. What is that overcomes the world? Our victory is in our faith. What else do you have with V?
Volunteers.
We got a bunch of them up here today.
Voluntold.
We're out of
green. We just got pink and yellow.
All right, what else do we have for V?
Virgin birth.
Virgin birth? Yes. Okay, what else? What's that?
Offering him.
Vision?
Got that one.
Yeah,
I'm waiting on a new word.
What other ones do we have? Okay. After me victory. Comes what letter? Victory? Okay. Victory in Christ? Okay. We have insight, which was McGiven. How about interdependence in 1 Corinthians 12? We each have a gift, but we're dependent on each other. The interdependence. What other one on I?
Involved.
Okay. You also, your individuality. We didn't have to wear a uniform today, did we?
Inspiration.
Insight. Okay. What else? What are some other ones?
Get your hangers.
Somebody said something.
Innocence.
Okay. Okay, you have in. What in Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7, remember it tells us be anxious for what? But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And you get down to verse 19, my God shall supply what? All your needs. So supplying your needs, obviously it was conditional in Philippians. They provided for Paul, and then God then provided for them. Nieces and nephews. One you may not think of, although Garth Brooks wrote a good song on it. What happens when God says no? No? You ever thankful for the no? Sometimes we don't like it. Other times, in the long run, we see the benefit of Him saying no. He's going to give us what's best in His will. Who else?
There you go.
Tyler and Sophie. Oh, yeah.
And for Mom.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Mom up there.
How about G?
Four times. Here you go.
I think of good works. In Philippians chapter 1 in verse 6, it said, he who began a good work will do what? He'll continue until you are resurrected, until you are given. In Philippians 4 and verse 8, that of giving, that he is amply supplied because of the giving. Obviously, I know Grady's class is talking about giving to Tung P. You have others gave a few weeks ago to Drew and Christine, Sarah's kids and others. What else with G?
Grace.
Okay.
Grateful.
Grateful? No, that is definitely, a lot of times we don't have a grateful heart. We think of what we don't have rather than what we do have. Okay. The gospel. Yes. Very much so. That good news makes a big, big difference in a person's life. Who else? What else are they thankful for? There's a lot of other letters we haven't touched yet. What else are they thankful for?
Wood.
Wood?
Yeah. Trees.
Yeah.
Houses, cabinets, or
Yep. Without wood, he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have work.
I think we're about done.
Without wood, he wouldn't have work.
We have to work.
Okay. What else?
Retirement.
There you go.
Thankful for the world.
Say work.
Rest. Work and retirement. You got both of them in there.
Work and towards retirement.
Rest.
Do
you want me to put something on here?
A lot of times it's important to get away and rest a while to kind of get your perspective.
Restoration.
Yep, being restored. Resurrection. Because of his resurrection, we're going to be resurrected. It's great. I love watching those shows where they take houses that I'd bulldoze, and then the next thing you know, they can see a vision in it. It turns out beautiful. God sees a vision in a lot of us that others don't see, but if we allow him to work, he can really make something out of us as well.
I think we're down to the last one.
Okay. What else do we have?
I'm just going to get this one done. Good with that.
What else do we have?
Home.
Okay.
Family.
There you go.
Prayer warriors.
It's nice to be able to realize that when you a need or you know of one or have one, that you know people are going to pray. Okay. What else?
The
school bus. You're thankful for the school bus and getting awesome. What else do we have? What else are we thankful for?
Yeah, I think we're about thankful
about. Church. Thankful for church. Okay.
I want the house. Okay, I do. We think we did that one just a few minutes ago.
No, we didn't.
Each one wants to go to the highest. They want that record.
Let's see how high Sue's
house we're at.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Who else? What else are we thankful for?
Mom and Dad.
We got Mom and Dad up there several times.
Okay.
Our friends.
Okay. Yes.
Sunday school teachers.
Amen.
Nurses and doctors, especially right now.
Any of your healthcare type of people, very much so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
For Michelle, for starting
his staff.
For nurses and doctors,
she does a great job.
I will do it.
All that have an amazing right. You got about five or six coming regularly right now on Wednesday night. Yes, very much. Okay.
I got a real.
Okay, last one.
I got the last one.
How about Dalton Hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the last one.
That's where we're at today at church.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Sean.
Are you ready for lunch or a chiropractor? Which one?
She's ready for a nap.
I thought we had way too many of those. We wouldn't get through them all. We got through them, so.
You had a lot of help.
Yeah, we did. We did. All right. What are some others that we're thankful for? Susan worked up a sweat, huh?
First time I been caught in church.
Who else?
First responders?
Okay. All righty. What else? How'd y'all get to church today?
Transportation.
Car or truck? I mean, how many of us are thankful we didn't have to come in a horse and buggy?
Or walk.
Yeah. There's a lot of things we take for granted. Your heat, your air conditioning, whatever it might be. What else do we have?
Thankful for willing people like Ryan and Claudine to take children to need a home.
Delusional people there.
When you say that, we'll probably get in a week, maybe 2 weeks. 1 Corinthians 16, it talks about Paul as ministering in Asia. He said there's a great opportunity, but there's also great obstacles. And I think a lot of times you have that when you do something like they're doing. There is great opportunity, but there also is great obstacles as well.
Courage to step out.
Courage to step out? Okay. We dream, but we want to step out on those dreams. Who else?
For grandparents.
Grandparents.
It's amazing how much they do. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize how much my grandparents did until I became a grandparent. We had forgotten. We didn't know we got old until we got these kids.
Well, you look a lot older, too. Answered prayer.
Okay. What else?
Chickens living.
Yeah. Yes.
The
chicken that lived.
And now he lives in our house.
Yeah.
The guy brought him back to me and gave
him
chicken.
Serious?
So, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for husband, you bet.
Yeah. Why? The inside chickens we have are in the freezer, right?
Who else? Anybody? Okay. We don't want to cut anyone short. We do have the Lord's Supper today. But what else do you have?
The military.
Military. Very much to keeping us safe. Yes.
Sorry.
The police force, yes. It's not just our overseas or anything else. It's the local people that keep us safe as well. Yes. Who else?
He's done.
Anybody else? All right.
I don't remember the verse, but I can look at it right quick. We just went over today's. Colossians 3:15. That we are called to peace, we should be thankful. Yes. Talk about the calling. We are all called into God's family, and I think that's probably the biggest thing to be thankful for is that you're called to be part of God's family. So we've accepted the calling.
Very good. Who else? Anybody?
Creativity.
Creativity?
God gave us the gift to be creative, and whether good or bad. I mean, if it wasn't for that, where would we be?
It's nice to go in neighborhoods when there's some creativity, when all the houses don't look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else?
Bible.
The Bible? Thankful for color. And be able to distinguish the colors. That's not everyone can do that. Okay. Who else? Anybody?
pets.
Thankful for the pets? You bet. Amazing how much pet becomes part of our lives. Very much so. Anybody else?
I'm thankful for the prayer chain that we have in this church. You can, at a drop of a hat, you can put anything on there, and it's like, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night, someone gets it. Acknowledge.
Yep. So one thing nice about the technology of today, you can have people praying around the world just in a matter of seconds. Alrighty? Who else?
The flag. United States flag.
The flag? You bet. You bet. Got both of them up here. Yep. Alrighty. Anybody else? Okay. We'll go ahead and just stop on the Thanksgiving part. We did. Yes, go ahead.
We donated to Drew and Christine their ministry in Scotland. And altogether, $18,261 was given, and it was matched to a total of $157,000.
Wow.
That's really one of those cool things that God does.
And for the ones that will match it, I mean, that's quite a commitment. You don't know what you're actually agreeing to. You know, that's great. That'll really help them out.